here's a story from The World.
The Biden administration wants you to go electric. One thing it's doing to make that happen, investing $5 billion in new charging stations for electric vehicles to try to make owning one more attractive. Right now, 7% of new car purchases in the U.S. are EVs. China is much farther down the road, so to speak. EVs account for about 25% of new cars sold there. As the world's Rebecca Canther reports from Shanghai, it's part of the Chinese government's plan to go green.
Jenny Liu is a schoolteacher in Jumadian. It's considered a small city in China, with around 7 million people. When she's not working, her days are spent on the go, shuttling her kids around town. I hopped in the car with her to go along for the ride. Liu drives a Seahorse. It's a Chinese brand mini electric car. Her first stop is dropping off her daughter at kindergarten. Next, she takes her 12-year-old son to his tutoring session and picks up groceries. In the afternoon, it's more pickups, drop-offs, and errands. Liu says she's driving from morning till night. Everyone here has an electric car, she says. And her family actually owns three electric vehicles, the mini electric car, an electric scooter, and a three-wheeled golf cart. They're all for short trips in the city. They also own a gas-powered car, but Liu says they only use it for long trips. It's just too expensive to drive, she says. The mini EV costs less than $4 a week to charge up. Gas and parking would cost at least five times that much. In smaller Chinese cities, electric cars are everywhere. You can spot them by their green license plates. A lot of them are tiny, even smaller than the smart cars you see on American roads. And they're customized with stuff like Mickey Mouse, Hello Kitty, or black splotches like a dairy cow. 32-year-old Zhang Bo parks his shiny silver Wuling Hongguan. It's the best-selling EV in China, a joint venture with GM. He uses his to commute to work. It's really convenient for city driving, he tells me. It's also budget-friendly. This model goes for under $5,000. Yang Jian is a journalist who writes about the car industry in China. He says government subsidies have boosted the EV industry, but he senses a change now.
Now there is a real demand for electric vehicles, especially from the young population. They really like the car. From exterior to interior to performance, they like to try new things.
And there are plenty to try at every price point. From cheaper, tiny models, all the way up to luxury cars made by Chinese and foreign automakers. On the streets of Shanghai, a city of 25 million people, you see the whole range. 24-year-old Hart Yang is a PE teacher at a primary school. And like many in China from his generation, he's the first car owner in his family. He bought a black Tesla Model 3. I chose an electric car mostly for the free license plate, he says. In Shanghai, the cost of a license plate alone is more than $13,000, Yang says. But electric car buyers get a green license plate at no cost. It's not clear how long that government perk will continue. Tesla is popular here. It's got a factory in Shanghai. But Chinese brands are competitive, with names like Future and Build Your Dream. High-end Chinese EV makers are tapping into an aspirational market. At a luxury car event on the outskirts of Shanghai, people are milling around an Avatar 11. It's a high-tech collaboration with Huawei, the mobile phone company. The car goes for nearly $50,000. Elliot Richards makes videos for a YouTube channel about Chinese electric cars. He says for top-end electric car buyers here, it's all about the technology.
Chinese consumers think that this is like a mobile phone purchase, or they just change it every 6 months into the new technology like an iPhone. Let's drive this for 6 months, enjoy it, sell it, get the new model from another company.
There's no key for this car. You use your phone to unlock the doors. There are screens and massage chairs inside. Cameras and sensors are positioned throughout the car. And then there's this. As I sit in the back seat chatting with Richards, the onboard computer senses that we're in a happy mood and offers to play some upbeat music. These high-tech features will eventually be standard in most Chinese EVs, Richard says. But he adds, electric cars here benefit from a strong infrastructure that supports the industry. In Shanghai, there are 109,000 public charging stations.
There's so many. And if I go further outside of Shanghai, I know the motorway network, every service station has chargers. It's so easy that I didn't even consider it a problem in China.
But outside of China's larger cities, many still rely on train travel or gas-powered cars for longer trips. That could change because the Chinese government says it's investing in new charging stations for rural areas across the country. For The World, I'm Rebecca Canther in Shanghai.